It is GG no re. We're back. We're not pod faded. We are playing Dungeons and Dragons, apparently. I think we're playing Dungeons and Dragons tonight. We are continuing in Alabamia, which is our homebrew campaign. But this is part of an extending a module called Temple of 1000 Swords by Brad Kerr. We're here because they got put under a geese or a curse to kill, was it like 9 people, 10 people in so many days, and they've got one person left to kill with swords, or they're all gonna die in a few days. So in the meantime, they're in Chilton County, Alabama, the peach capital of the world, and they're in the middle of a dungeon because of various reasons. You can just go back and listen to the previous episodes if you want to know why.
I thought it was Clanton.
Clanton. No. Clanton is a city.
Well, let's...
Isn't it?
This is more of a town.
Clanton and Chilton County?
Okay. It is a settlement.
Yeah.
Okay. And Chilton is the county.
Yes.
No, I'm saying correct. The peach capital.
Yeah.
Clanton. Yeah.
Well, by extension, the county becomes also that.
Oh, the Coco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chilton County, Clanton is the...
Yes.
Clanton is the only probably formally incorporated city in that county.
I don't want to get into the specifics.
Yeah. That's
Jamie, look this up.
Okay, you're too loud.
It's the seat of the count.
That's right. So we're in the dungeon. The guy that they talk to is the, you know, it's a bunch of political stuff. We're not going to worry about it. But they're going in here to clear out a dungeon from a dragon. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Oh.
Yeah, I see why they call it that. It makes a lot of sense. See what I'm saying, Mason?
I get it now.
You picking up what I'm putting down? All right. So when we left off, and I believe this is where we stopped. Maybe not. I didn't go back and verify, but this is what my memory told me, and y'all can correct me if I'm wrong.
How long has it been?
A long time. It's been a year.
About 3 years.
Boomer joke.
I hope it has.
Probably a month and a half, maybe?
Yeah. Probably longer than that, frankly.
Okay.
We had a big fight in a hallway in front of a like gallery where there's artistic objects displayed, which I'll read that flavor text again.
Two statues, 3 paintings.
Look at that guy. And I have the mini map in front of us. Okay. So that is the situation. You're surrounded by dead bodies. You've taken out a ton of guards that were down here. And they're all dressed in gray robes, by the way, just in case you need a refresher.
It was a really bad situation.
I don't remember any of this.
That's actually why we killed them. We didn't like their sense of style.
Yes, well, the thing is, they told us we were waiting.
Why y'all ain't wearing houndstooth?
We were obeying what they said. They came in, they're like, why don't you sit down against the wall there? And we're like, okay. And then I started swinging.
Yeah. So anyway, I started blasting.
Yeah. And we took them down.
I don't remember any of this.
Well, that's fine. It still happened, whether you remember it.
I'm not questioning that.
Or not.
Do you remember sneaking by a bear that was asleep?
Yes. Yes, I remember that.
I thought we snuck by some other creature of some sort.
Well, I remember
was
the bear.
Just a bear?
I remember talking to the bear.
It was an owl bear.
That's right.
Oh,
okay.
It was an owl bear.
So
yeah,
now I know which way you came
in. He was like, bring meat. And we're like, okay.
Well, there was a barricaded door, and I feel like we didn't go through that.
Barricaded.
Oh, hey-o.
You shouldn't have said that.
No, I shouldn't have. That was a mistake.
No, that was excellent.
Thanks.
You don't but I feel up. Like we went to the other door.
Okay, well, okay, nobody cares. Nobody cares. It doesn't matter. We're moving on. And we're moving on. Okay, and so what we're doing now is reading the flavor text for the room you're in. You can see in the mini map I provided on the table, they're in a long north-south hallway with a little gallery thing to the west and a gym exit to the east, and they've already explored that, I do believe. So I'm just going to give you the flavor text again. Okay. 3 paintings hung on the west wall. Okay. A gong. 2 freestanding statues of man-sized eagles with elongated crescent beaks sitting on low plinths. A chest is in between them. Like I said, you got 3 paintings, you got statues, you got chest. Those are the big things. Okay, you can continue. You can do whatever you want to do. That's what's up.
It's a trap.
Well, Asa spent a long time spinning the statues and working on the paintings and stuff, and
did he really? Because I don't remember.
Yeah, your memories.
It didn't really. It didn't really work.
Thing
out.
Of youth.
Yeah. We can't just bust that chest open.
Bust it.
There's so many things I'd rather remember, but I remember this. I'm in there. I mean, I can. So I think we should move on. Because they stole this stuff, I'm pretty sure.
That should also be your memoir when you're old and about to die.
I remember all of your lives, and I can write them down. But
thank you.
They were wearing like Roll Tide kind of attire, and this is War Eagle kind of.
Seems bad.
Yeah. So yeah,
that's suspicious.
Question: Will Nick Saban's retirement be factored into the lore of Alabamia?
Yeah, it's already happened.
Oh,
yeah. Of course.
They lost their king.
He's no longer the. Like the Pope, I guess.
I forgot the elephant god or whatever.
I forgot if he was in the religious or the secular hierarchy. I don't remember. I'd have to look it up.
Yeah. I hope he runs for governor and then like right after he gets elected, he's like, you know what? I just remembered I'm from like Ohio. Peace out. Absolute turmoil.
So
we oatmeal cream pies for life.
We discovered nothing in the gym. We should just come from where the reinforcements came, and I think it's a right.
I'll trust
Mason on this.
We had a sweet training montage in the gym, though, right? Or was that just a thing that Asa and I agreed to?
I don't think we did that yet. I mean, you can do that right now.
I think me and Asa were just pushing for that, and it didn't happen.
I mean, there should be one,
obviously.
Right.
We gotta bust out some reps real quick, get a sweet pump going.
Yeah.
And then you'll feel good about it.
Okay, my patience is wearing thin.
Sorry.
Don't care.
Let us proceed.
Yeah, so we're gonna get a sweet pump going. We just do some maybe 5 minutes of like intense just high volume reps.
Yeah.
That's it. We're just getting that blood flowing and we feel good about it.
Okay. Gotta make more room for the pies that I make.
Chest bump. Slam down a piece of pie. Get that blood sugar spiked.
I like to think that I'm wearing one of those weird tank tops.
I already said
like
where we're going.
Shut up, Wesley.
And we're back. Okay, what are we doing?
We're going south.
Okay, you go south. Great. So glad to hear it. Well, now you got me all flustered. I don't know where my map is.
Oh, sorry. We were having fun and having talk and.
Oh, here it is.
What's
this
thing? Guac guard room. Oh,
guac.
It's not saying guacamole.
Guacamole's extra.
This is guard room.
Be great.
Southwest is the guard room, and southeast, who can know?
Guacamole's extra.
We're going southeast.
I'll take it anyway.
And then south again.
Okay. All right. About so, you exit a 10-foot wide hallway. And it's a T intersection to the right, the guard room.
Mm-hmm.
To the left, it opens up into a like an X intersection.
A left and then a right.
An X.
Okay. Left and then a right. So when you get to that X intersection, you can see that it goes 15, it's 10 feet wide, and then 15 feet ahead of you is a 5-foot wide passage that ends in a door. To the right, you've got a long 10-foot wide passage that actually, yeah, you can see that ends in a double door. And to the left, you've got like a little dog's leg. It goes left and then back around right in this 10-foot wide hallway. Which way do you want to go?
I'm so sorry.
You
want to just draw it?
I didn't catch any of that.
Okay.
No. I got it.
So straight ahead is a single door.
I got it.
To the right is a double door.
Let me try it. Can I try it?
Try it out, buddy. So this is, we're playing D&D. We remembered how to play it. It's all about just telling people numbers and then having them draw pictures for you in response.
Tim's like fantasy football.
Tim has that skill where he can understand what people say at first and then he forgets it forever.
Yes. In relation to D&D, yes.
I think that's called a traumatic brain injury.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Look at there.
Wow, look at that. See.
What is that?
That's what I'm talking about.
You just added that right there.
What did you call it, an X even?
Because it wasn't a T, it's at an angle X, right?
Well, it's the same thing to me.
What is the value?
It's the same thing. That is not the same thing! X would indicate it's at an angle as opposed to a T intersection.
Well, I can see the merit
it's
in your argument.
Even a T is at an angle. It's just a 90 degree angle.
I was just thinking about a PlayStation controller.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know I'm being difficult. But it's because I'm wrong.
I would have said it's at a cross intersection.
Yeah, I agree.
I see it.
I agree. That is correct. But okay. I didn't say that.
What is this?
It's a double door.
I know what you're thinking. It's a double door, technically.
It's been too long.
Boy, I'm thinking it's a bad idea to go towards the double doors, to be honest.
So I had this, but what is that little...
That's the dog leg.
That's the dog leg.
We don't know where the dog leg is.
I don't know why I said that.
I
don't know.
I was born way too early.
That's like a golf.
You could have just said that it goes to the right.
Dog leg is like a golf it's a right angle. Thing, right?
Yeah, do you know how many times I've described something as a dog leg in my life?
I've literally never heard it until you just said it.
One time.
I'm almost,
which is right now?
Just now.
I'm almost positive it's a golf term, and I'm almost positive that that is meaningless to all of us.
Well,
okay.
Well, yeah. It apparently worked out okay.
It worked out because it looks like a dog leg.
Except for Tim.
Yeah, it looks like a dog leg.
Well, I was like, there's only one direction this could go.
The listener is like, I can't see any of this.
What about this?
Noted PGA pro Tim is over here.
Kitty corner. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah.
There's a slight decline on the third green.
That's like Wisconsin. That's like north midwestern kind of language.
I grew up with that, and I'm from Southern California.
Caddy corner is what I've heard.
That's the more southern one.
Yeah,
caddy corner. Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we got that sorted.
You're welcome.
So I think we should avoid double doors. But what do you
think? Let's go to.
I think we should go right through the double doors.
Just go straight ahead.
We don't have the boss key yet. We gotta go.
Go straight ahead. The single door first.
Break the door down.
I picked up something called the Abbott's key ring at some point. I don't know if that's relevant to anything.
I think
does it have any keys on it? Or is it just
No. I think that was way back in the Druck dungeon.
We opened his bedroom.
It was in
that.
The Druck dungeon. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
You might want to note that on your sheet.
Scratch it out. Erase it. I'm forget it forever. This never happened.
We searched his bedroom and I found tobacco.
That's when Asa got all of those clothes that he's parading around in. Actually, right now, probably.
Asa always takes the stuff he can't even use and puts it on.
Yeah.
Asa, I guess this it's kind of good because he's like a magnet for potentially useful items.
I like Asa talking about Asa when he's not here.
Asa is great. Potential.
Unless he listen to this episode and have his feelings hurt.
No, he's not going to listen because he's not in it.
He's not in it.
Well, he is a
right.
We're going straight.
We're going straight to a single door.
Yeah.
Single door.
Single door.
All right, where does that go to?
Gentlemen.
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, now I figured it out. So this is funny. I took an existing map that I had saved on my PC like a boomer for like 1,000 years. Let me print off a copy of this kind of thing. And then I went and just redid.
It didn't have roads, just railroads, right?
I redid everything inside, or most everything. So I don't remember why I brought that up. Maybe I was just killing time while I flipped. Oh, that's because everything wasn't numbered correctly. So this key is alphabetical. So all the rooms are named. I don't know why I did it that way. So there's no numbers. It's just alphabetical. It works out okay.
I found a map builder program online that I really love.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You remind me of that pastor that always gets lost in his notes right about now.
Who?
The pastor. The guy who you're sitting there and he just gets lost in his notes.
Proverbial.
And he starts talking about something completely random.
Okay. You ever just feel like the Lord just blessed you with something? Something just came up on my heart just now. And it's funny you should say that. Because
that something is snake hands.
It's the chapel.
Wait. Are we busting through this door, or are we just kind of like walking?
We're just busting through it.
Take
Let's
your
go.
Bets. Is it an elephant chapel, a war eagle chapel, or a dragon chapel?
It's not a dragon
chapel.
That's
probably through the double doors, wouldn't it be?
What if it's a jaguar chapel?
All right.
South Alabama in the Jaguars.
You have not encountered such a thing in this setting yet.
I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
I've never heard anyone say Jaguar.
Well, I guess you haven't played the newer.
Think about it.
Wow. What is that game?
Red Dead?
With the girl.
Cool.
Tomb Raider.
Bro. Oh.
Does she say Jaguar?
Jaguars.
No. Yes. I think
it's the British way, I'm pretty sure.
It's the British way, and
Jaguar, it sounds way better than Jaguar.
Jaguar.
Let's not even get into the similarities between Southern English and British English.
Let's get into the similarities about what y'all are doing right now.
So are we going to walk up to this door and listen to
it? So there's the door is actually...
Is it ajar?
nice looking, or at least it used door. To have been.
The door's a cup.
There is an image of an elephant's head on it, but it's been marred and scratched up and just hammered on.
Mm.
Seen somebody better days.
Hates the elephant.
It's been defaced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That must have happened after that Michigan loss.
Yeah.
That happened after their retirement.
Nick Saban, you swore you were going to be my coach for life.
I open the door. Or I try to.
Yeah, do it.
I just try to open the door slowly. Just.
It's not even all the way shut.
I push it open and peek my head in.
It's a pull.
Okay.
Our pull.
Shut up.
It's actually you can when you push a torch in through the threshold, you can see the whole place, man. It's only 30 feet deep. Mm. And that convenient. Mm. And 15 wide.
Mm.
So it's a very
small
long
room.
And thin.
No comment.
It's the itty-bitty room.
And here's what's in it. So this shrine obviously to the elephant god. Which
Probos
has been defaced, and the altar piece, there's like an image behind it, has been defaced and crudely turned into a dragon. The trunk has been taken off and made into a tail. A skeleton of a humanoid lies draped over the altar.
How am I supposed to divvy up these winnings if it's both an altar to Probos and a dragon?
This
is now a free UAB altar situation.
That's what you see. There's not much as far as decoration on the walls. There's no seating or anything like that. It's just a table. It's just an altar, an image set into a niche in the back, and that's what's up.
So, not to distract from this whole. So, our mission at this point is to find one more person to kill with a sword.
Well, we actually have a couple missions.
That's overall.
Yes. That's my. Yeah.
Okay, so the other mission is to take care of the dragon so that we can talk to the brother of the count.
What do we have to do to the dragon?
Kill it.
Like, can we
drive
just
it off?
Well, take care of it as in get rid of it or like care like, for it?
If we cared for it and it could find another home.
Uh-huh.
I mean, is it a smart dragon? Because could we just talk to it?
I'm thinking big picture. I'm thinking like the problem is the dragon.
Yeah.
The solution is not necessarily kill the dragon.
Correct.
Yeah, no, my solution is like ride on the back of the dragon and.
These are not like, Harry Potter dragons.
We're not going to be Aragorn over here.
No, I'm just thinking.
I cannot believe
you know
that you said Aragorn just now.
I had to bring out something obscure.
And my daughter.
If he reaches for a Four Loko, it's time to go.
My daughter just asked us to read that, and I was like, listen, you don't want to read that. It's going to be terrible.
Come on now.
Listen, I never read it because I knew it was bad. But then I said, okay, let me look up and do my parental due diligence. Okay. The problem is just that it's trash.
Yeah.
But if you just want to subject yourself to it, okay. And so she's read all of them, and she's and I go by and I see her, and I'm like, what are you reading? She's like, just my young adult trash. So it's like she knows it is trash.
But, I mean, they're still marking that stuff in Target. I was in Target like a month ago, and
there's a new one out.
Yeah, I think that I was looking. Is he still writing? Is this a new book?
He started a space one.
I was like, what?
I'm not gonna read it. But
if you want to borrow it, I own it.
I was absolutely consumed by it
as a young boy.
We'll just stop by the house afterward if you want to borrow it.
As a youngling.
So was I. Yep, I was. I'm going to read the new one just because for nostalgia purposes, but I fully acknowledge the fact that they are not good books.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, Christopher Paolini. Is he one of your relatives? Do you know him?
Don't be so quick.
wait.
Don't.
Hey,
be,
Italian
I heard,
man.
I heard that as Powell hyphen Lee. Is it
Paolini?
Yeah.
Paolini.
Yeah.
Paolini.
Don't be so quick. He's not like a 50-year-old genius living through World War II. He's just.
He was 14 when he started writing the books.
He's just a kid.
No, I don't have any.
Wait,
hate.
Are we talking about me or this Paolini fellow? Yeah.
I don't have any hate toward the
I'm
guy.
Not a 50-year-old
I'm saying like
or a genius.
Don't compare him to Tolkien.
No. He's just a little guy.
I will say, as a 14-year-old writing a book, it's kind of, all right, you know, it's a little bit impressive.
Yeah, I'm not hating. Listen, like,
but when your writing style is still the same when you've gotten a lot older, it becomes an issue.
Now, I don't know if it is because I haven't read the new one.
I made custom bookmarks to, like, I like drew them out and cut them out in certain ways to mark different places in the book so I could go back and read those chapters.
Wow, now that's something right there.
And those chapters were fun. And it doesn't have to be a masterpiece.
Listen, I understand
that. I have first
that.
Editions hardcovers of all the first four books.
I only read borrowed Brandon Sanderson books that are 7,000 pages long.
Brando Sando.
Stefano, I lived in Stefano's house.
It took us 13 hours to fly from somewhere in Germany to Birmingham. And I literally finished.
I don't think our floating fortress would make it that far.
Yeah, our floating fortress.
I don't know, actually.
I mean, not in 13 hours.
That would be a long trip.
Anyway, yeah, not in 13 hours. Back.
On a plane, but on a floating island, it'd be
don't we have a purple dragon?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Floating island thing, it would be way better.
We have a dragon?
You know.
Yeah.
Well, you don't really have him.
Well, he's there, he lives there, and we don't make him mad.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You cohabitate.
Has he been there the whole time?
Yeah. Yes.
We totally missed him
He's miniaturized.
Yep. He's a miniature dragon that lives in a dollhouse.
Yeah, he's a little feller.
Subscribe to our...
I don't remember that at all.
Subscribe to our Patreon. Go to ggnorecast.com and you can view all of our old episodes. You can go to Spotify. You can go to Fountainware.
I was there for that episode. Episodes.
No.
When we found the floating island, I was.
Did you know you're being
recorded right now? Well, you found the floating island, yeah, but when we found the dragon, no.
That's what I'm saying. Like, was he at the island the whole time?
Yes.
Yes.
We just missed him in the first module.
Let me tell you why. He was... He went through the shrinking machine, and he lives in the little dollhouse in the corner.
I gave him pie.
Shrinking machine room.
Oh.
He likes the pie.
We should run him back through the opposite way of the shrinking machine. Let's get the dude his...
He could do it if he wanted to.
Make him a dude again.
He knows how it works.
Okay. He's like, no, I'm good.
He's cool.
You're good.
Cool.
All right.
There's not adventurers constantly seeking out to fight me and get my treasure.
Wait, he has treasure?
Comfortable.
Yeah, he has a little cute pile of treasure he sleeps on.
He's adorable. So
it's also shrunken.
Ran that back through.
You could do that.
No,
he's also,
he said.
And then John, what?
He's a dragon. Said,
wait,
still.
His pile of treasure.
His
has been...
his one thing was, do not touch my treasure.
Yeah,
but he's tiny.
But he's still a dragon.
He said, do not seek the treasure.
What do you think?
You was a dog.
Listen, what do you think is more valuable? A docile dragon that could potentially be on our side, or some gold?
Like
gold.
Like docile dragon.
Especially with this sort of theoretical connection to the dragon deity.
Wait, what?
There's also this dragon deity situation, so don't we want like a friendly dragon?
I mean, that could be incredibly useful.
Only if his name is Puff.
Hey, where is the island right now?
I have no...
outside the dungeon.
Okay. No, it's above a little crater outside of the dungeon.
Okay.
It's a walk. From the entrance.
So we're in this room.
We're in this room.
Yeah.
And there's elephant stuff and dragon stuff.
Yeah.
Well, it's elephant stuff that has been made into dragon stuff.
And so...
So they defiled the elephant.
And then there's a humanoid skeleton on the altar, and that's pretty much all the objects of interest that seem to be here.
We want to search the room.
Okay.
We're all searching.
What's y'all's max investigation bonus?
Plus six.
Zero.
Plus six. Plus four.
Okay.
Plus two.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was intimidation. Investigation is plus zero.
You're going to intimidate the secrets.
Yes, I will intimidate the secrets.
So plus six was the highest, yep?
Yes.
Okay. You don't seem to find anything super interesting.
Okay, cool. Let's go out the door and go to the left.
To the double doors?
Yeah, did we search the skeleton? Nothing on the skeleton.
I'm not assuming that you touch the skeleton, because I would not assume that you touch a skeleton without specifically
what is the skeleton's situation?
I'm surprised John's not touching the skeleton right now.
Me too, actually.
What is it doing? How is it positioned?
It's lying on it as if it were sacrificed.
Oh, okay.
You have your whole life to touch the skeleton.
I kind of feel like John would be doing like a cartwheel whilst also lighting off some kind of explosive and then touching the skeleton, frankly.
That's the old John. Yeah.
All right. y'all are pretty close to the skeleton,
though,
right?
That's the persistent John.
Let's go out the door, turn left, and go
okay,
to the
wait,
left.
Wait, 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 wait.
Okay,
wait. Wait, before you can leave...
We're meandering around the room. I'm not that close. We get close to the skeleton. We'll investigate it.
All right, before you can leave, a ghost manifests from the skeleton.
Mm. I'm scared.
And he's in... are any of y'all divine spellcast? You're a divine. You're a druid. What are you?
We got a paladin.
You're paladin. Okay. Did we give him a god? Did we give you a god?
I don't recall that. Unless he chose his own.
Well,
do you want the normie choice?
He. Okay. So do you want me to read? So his pious love, pious life, pious god.
Okay.
Okay. So the normie choice.
So that's not the normie choice. All right. Okay.
This is not canon.
Well, I think you guys would probably recognize.
This is actually like probably 30% of our grandmas.
Okay. So I think you guys would probably recognize his robes as being a standard priest in this area, the provost kind of priest guy. And so it's a ghost of one of those fellas. And he's all in gray, of course.
Because he's a ghost.
These dudes.
Well, no, because elephant god.
Oh, right.
Elephants have gray skin. Don't they? Wait, I'm colorblind. Do they have gray skin?
Yes.
Sure.
I just almost had to readjust my whole worldview.
We're just talking about a mammoth.
They're crimson gray,
thankfully.
And he says, "Why have you come here?"
We're trying to kill a dragon.
What?
Well, we're trying to handle a dragon.
Are we? Trying to kill it.
We're trying to figure out what's going on with the dragon.
No, the first goal is deal with dragon, and the only way that you can typically deal with dragons is kill it, right?
Hey, you might be able to trick it and get it to go away.
Tricking is secondary, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it?
I go with whatever option means that we walk away in one piece.
I thought we were just trying to kill one more person with the sword.
Well, we do need to do that.
That's the primary goal.
Multiple goals.
That's like an overarching goal.
The thing is, we kind of got roped into this.
That's the most pressing goal.
There's no reason... Why we got... I think the reason why... You know what? I'm getting confused. Why did we even agree to this?
I think you thought it would give you the opportunity to kill dudes, like, morally.
That's probably why.
We're like, we'll keep agreeing to things until we can kill dudes.
Without going full murder hobo.
But because I forgot to kill someone with my sword, we're still in this.
Yep.
Do we need one more kill with a sword?
Yep.
I'm just... personally keen on this notion of being friends with the dragon.
Okay.
Okay, we can get to that when the dragon is in
right,
the picture.
We're talking to the ghost
priest.
Priest of the elephant, right?
That,
provost priest.
We're here to deal with a dragon.
There's a dragon?
We've been told there's a dragon.
Ah.
Boy, howdy, do we hate dragons around here?
Are any of you among the faithful?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm asking the questions here. Hmm? What year do you perceive it to be?
Damage. He tells you the current year.
Does it match up to the current year?
Yeah.
So you're aware of what happens in this.
I am aware.
In this plane.
Okay. So
and if you can, I have a favor to ask you, because I can tell you're not with the cult.
I'm here for it. What's up?
All right. And I can't offer you anything except my prayers.
I like gratitude, to be honest.
I wouldn't have been interested. We've got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I need you to take my bones back.
Unless it's pie.
And bury them at the cathedral.
Which cathedral?
It's in the city. It's in Clanton.
Okay. That's pretty easy to do.
And then... if you could, I'd like you to check in on my family and just give them some money if you can spare it.
Okay. Is that the last thing that you want to do?
That's it.
And then?
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
I was here when the cult took over. I didn't leave.
You said check in as in just tell them that you're dead and...
Tell them what happened and just try to make sure that they're not starving on the street.
Okay. I'm happy to do that because I kind of like doing things when people ask me to do them. But
I mean, he did ask very nicely.
Accept quest. But accept quest.
I'm wondering if you have any knowledge for us.
I do know of one thing that may help.
Okay.
I don't think they found it when they defiled this place.
It.
But if you look in the trunk of the image, there may be something that can help you.
Cool.
Is it Ariel's bow?
I very quickly put my hand into the trunk.
It is a scroll.
Cool.
It's a divine spell.
Hey, I'm a divine magic user.
Mm. Yep.
What do?
What do?
I give it to
he you. He says, I don't know, but every altar has to be consecrated with a spell.
So that's like a one shot for the boss, I guess.
Every altar has to be consecrated with a spell.
So consecrate this altar with a spell.
No, I mean,
you don't...
putting the spell scroll in there is part of the consecration.
Oh, right.
Okay.
So now I have a divine scroll.
Yeah, and just say it's from the from the shrine in the Clanton dungeon, I guess.
If this were AD&D, I could do this in downtime and take his bones back later on.
I mean, you can still do that in this, but we're playing right now.
Yeah.
So, okay. So what do y'all say? So you get the thing. What's up? What do y'all do?
Feel like
he says.
I have a very noob question.
Mm.
So if the altar had to be consecrated with the scroll, that doesn't mean they had to like use the scroll to cast whatever spell was
correct.
Associated.
It's just like
they just had to like stick it there as like a sign of their devotion.
So technically, back in the day, every altar in the church had to have relics of a martyr.
Yeah.
But then we ran out of relics of martyrs
because
they stopped being produced.
Right.
So we went
to a place that had a pinky
a little tiny finger
of Catherine of Siena, which was... And also probably her head, but
you started to have
the pinky was cool because you could actually see the bone. It's that concept. It's not that they did anything.
You don't cast a spell on the altar.
Yeah. That's what I was just clarifying.
Written recorded history that could keep track of who is actually holy or not.
Yep. Mm. Okay, so that's the situation. He says he's been trapped in here, and he regrets not leaving when everybody else did. Because when everything started to go bad, everybody left this place.
Sorry, you regret?
Yeah, he stayed here trying to be brave. And then he just got murked.
So you're when the
cult is there anything... in. I'm going to like run up and like whisper in your ear. Like, is there anything we can do to free this dude?
Take him back?
Yeah, like, just do what I said.
Yeah, we got to take his...
I'm wondering...
Bones.
I mean, like,
I don't think you still have the will to affect your eternal soul, but I don't think regret is a great thing to be going into in terms of how you sacrifice yourself for Probos.
But I mean,
I gotta agree with that.
I didn't ask that question well. I meant, is there anything we can do, like, in the context of what we're already doing that doesn't involve, like, a side quest, more or less?
No, we do that later.
Okay. That's what I was trying to suss out. Okay.
Yeah, you
grab
don't have
his
to do
bones.
It
put unless
it
we,
or
that's
we'll
what
back
I was wondering. Like, is that something like we have to make a choice? We're either going to do X or Y.
Unless we die,
we can do it. Like
that's
after.
What I was. Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
I didn't ask that well. Sorry.
In terms of efficiency, we should leave and then just kill a random person.
That's, you're right. Right.
I don't know why we're still here. It's just a cool place to. There's mysteries to us.
Hey, there might be a.
Can I just put his bones in my backpack?
Might be a priest.
Sure. We'll have to split them up. Can I take like
how much does a human skeleton weigh?
Can I take like pelvis down and you take up?
Well, today I held this. Weigh? I held this fake skull today.
Yeah, we can do that.
That was like made to be like.
I'll take the
exactly
upper half. Wait,
like
am I taking the upper half or lower half?
Skull.
Upper.
That joker was not
6 and 7% of your total body weight. So let's say he's gonna weigh if he was 180. Let's just say it's 15 pounds.
Okay, I'll take it.
We're splitting it in half. He's taking a lower half.
What were we saying? 16 pounds then.
What were we saying?
8 pounds each.
I was just saying I held this fake skull today that was some synthetic material that felt like the real deal, and it was heavier than I thought. So.
7% of 180 is 12.6.
Also doper than I thought. More dope than I thought.
You're like, I need to carry around skulls more often.
Right?
Are you Hamlet Max?
I was literally quoting some Hamlet at it, and the neurosurgeons in the room were like, who are you and why are you doing this?
We have to take the skeleton where again?
To the cathedral. He wants to be buried there.
Cathedral.
Back to Clanton Cathedral.
So let's go to the dog leg now.
Okay.
What did you say?
The dog leg. Go to the dog leg now.
We didn't even go to the double door.
I was told we don't have the key to the double door, so we're going to the dog leg first.
I know there was a Dumbledore in play.
What's his name?
Oh, He says, oh, wait, I forgot one thing.
What's your name?
Yeah. Oh, my name's Father Kitchen.
Because we're like, there's no way for me to check on your family if I don't know your name.
Yeah, Father Kitchen. Frederick Kitchen.
Wait,
Frederick
Kitchen. Tell me something that only your family would know so that they know that I'm telling the truth.
I was a very terrible quarterback in high school.
I feel like way more than just your family knows that.
I'm not from here.
You're not from here?
No.
Okay, what's your...
I'm from Killen County.
I feel like the whole state of Alabama would...
And I lied my whole life about being good, but I was awful.
I can tell you lied about being good by the fact that you regretted staying
football over
the
mountains. Coach would have put me in the fourth quarter. We'd have won state.
But there's one thing I forgot to tell you. There is a secret door behind here.
Here?
Behind the image.
Why didn't you tell us that earlier?
He said he forgot.
Ghosts slipped my mind.
Because Daniel missed it.
Because I haven't looked at this in 4 months.
Ghosts don't have physical minds.
Now it's time to check the door.
Minds are physical.
He wasn't going to reveal it unless he knew you were good to go. All right.
Oh, we're good to go.
That's what it was.
So you pick it up, you push it down, you do the thing, and boop, the little niche opens up, and you can go through a little tiny crawly 2.5 foot wide passageway.
That's small.
And this, he says, it goes back into the Lord's room. So where the bedroom of the Lord would have been back in the day. Of course, nope, the Lord didn't live here anytime recently. But if there is, if I'm going to guess, that's where the boss of this place, that's not the dragon, the leader of the cult, will probably stay there.
Sounds like a great place for us to go right now.
Sounds like a great place for us to go and catch one more body.
Let's go.
Ah, very true.
Hey, I am sort of roguish. Should I like do a sneaky boy thing and go in there and
you can scout. Go for it.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Use your dark vision.
Do it.
I have so much dark vision. All
right. Do you have a torch?
It's still not four right now.
Well, I do have a torch, but would that not interfere with the stealth?
Well, that's up for you to figure out. So, do you want to be able to see? Or do you want to be not seen? That's the little seesaw.
You have detect traps.
Okay, decrement your torches. You should be on 3 now.
Well, so here would be my argument in this situation. If it's like almost like a narrow tunnel, and I happen to be like a halfling rogue, so I feel like if I could sneak down that tunnel, then...
Just tell me what you do.
That's what I'm doing, and there's ambient light in the room...
There won't be because they're monsters.
That's what I'm trying to assess.
Okay, you don't see any right now, so you can say I sneak down, and then I'll tell you what you see.
Well, that's what I'm doing. I'm sneaking down that tunnel.
Stealthily. You sneak down, and so it goes like 30, 40 feet.
As it does.
Let me see the description of the place. I'll pause it real quick while I do a little bit of reading because it's fundamental. All right, you go down. It's about 30, 40 feet, and you hit a wall. And I know I have faith in you that you can jiggle around things such to the extent that you can find the secret lever.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Lever. Okay.
So it opens up, and it's totally dark in here as well. So I don't know if you have a torch or if people behind you are following you.
I mean, I'm following them.
Well, okay, cool. I was going to suggest that maybe I would... circle back around and tell them, hey.
I'm a little bit behind, but I'm still following.
But you have, so I'm going to...
Like, far enough away that I don't interfere with the stealth.
Yeah. But. So I'm going to whisper to you that this door opened and it is totally dark.
I'm going to...
Is the passage is wide enough for us to, like...
2.5 feet wide.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass that message down to the rest of the party.
Okay.
Like a game of telephone.
Do we want to proceed?
I'm going to say yes.
Yes.
It smells, musty and moldy.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Another kind of noobish question. 2.5 feet wide or meters wide?
Feet. This is freedom units.
So it's essentially... How many chalupas is that? So that's essentially one person wide, right?
That is correct.
Okay. You want to go first, or do you want me to go first?
You've already.
Well, I'm a halfling. In real life, I'm slightly wider.
Clearly.
Than this.
How big are you?
The halfling, you got that. That's no problem.
Why'd you say that so closely to the mic?
Yeah.
Well, my question is kind of...
Okay, so we are proceeding.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right, so as you come in, and I know you're being as stealthy as you can, you get yada, yada, yada. So it opens up into a room that has a hallway off of it. So this is a bedroom part of the room, and it's 20 feet wide, and the left hand is constant. The left hand wall is constant as you enter, and it's 25 feet long. And this was obviously a bedroom. You've got broken and that's a typo, splintered bedding, shelving, and tables. There are discolorations on the floor and the walls.
Yeah, does it have any windows?
No.
Well, it's not up to code. It's definitely not a bedroom.
Yeah, it's not up to code.
We're underground.
It's not up to undercode. It is up to undercode.
Undercode.
It is up to undercode. Yeah. You don't need a window then.
We walk into a bedroom. You're concerned about the number of windows. I'm more concerned about
what's in there.
Shattered everything in this room.
Well, it's old. It could have just fallen apart.
You're worried about, does they have a collection of Funko Pops in there?
You know?
All right. So, like I said, that's the situation there. On the right-hand wall, mm-hmm. there is a single door. Mm-hmm. And if you proceed straight, the right-hand side of the room continues in a hallway that's 10 feet wide.
I don't like a bedroom that has a hallway.
It's not a bedroom. It's got a hallway?
A bedroom shouldn't have a single passage and a 10-foot hallway.
I mean...
It doesn't have any windows. It's got a hallway.
It shouldn't, but it does.
It does. No, it's not. I don't like bedrooms.
It's the Spanish style.
There is a room, which is not a bedroom.
This is a place where
there's a space between... that's connecting these two hallway-type areas.
I wouldn't call a 2.5-foot passage a hallway.
There's the crawl space area.
Decrement your torches, please.
And a hallway that adjoin this open room.
All right, I'm just waiting on somebody to do something.
So do we want to go to that hallway or do we want to go through the door?
Examine the room for pertinent objects.
Is there a bed in there?
Yeah. I said there is broken and splintered bedding, shelving, and tables. It looks like things have been hacked apart with axes or whatever.
So if you were listening, you would have caught that.
And there are discolorations on the floor and walls.
Actually, it was not.
And kind of like in the shape of tapestries and rugs.
I cast Detect Magic as a ritual.
It's kind of funny.
That takes 10 minutes, so we're going to have to decrement torches again and check for wandering monsters. Is that okay?
Does everybody else say it's okay?
Yeah, sure.
Nope.
I mean, I got extra torches. So that's fine.
You say no, Tim? Are you serious?
Say no.
What do you want to do instead?
I'm gonna go down further down that hallway.
Okay. Do you have a light?
Yeah, I got a torch.
I'll go
is
with you.
Is it in front of you?
I've got this torch.
With the little cute die that has a number on
Look,
it?
Look, this is me.
No, okay. I'm using my imagination.
Okay. So Mason's going with you. Okay. So are you still going to cast this ritual while these guys are going ahead, John?
Yes.
Okay. Anybody staying behind with John?
Yeah.
I'm unclear on what ritual you're casting.
Detect magic.
Detect magic.
Oh, I'm going to go with these guys over here.
If I cared enough, I would disable ritual casting in 5e, but I don't care enough to do that. It's fine. You know, it's fine. We'll just deal with it.
Wait, why do you want to cancel that?
It makes it too easy.
Oh, gotcha.
Didn't have to use a spell slot for it.
Yep. Though you do have to use... Don't you have to use materials?
Maybe.
Probably. Just look into that later.
Materials?
But for now. The hallway goes 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40 feet Holy. Down. And then takes a right. You might even call it like a...
No material cost for like a dog's detect leg. Magic.
Okay. Mm. And then goes 5, 10 feet to the right and then stops. Wall.
Mm. Weirdest bedroom ever.
And that's it?
That's it.
Like I said, there are just discolorations on the floor and on the walls where probably tapestries and rugs would have been. I
mean, there might be like a secret lever or something.
It's pretty simple. I mean, Dumbledore did this immediately.
Dumbledore did stuff? What did Dumbledore do?
He cut his flesh and pressed it against the wall.
Oh, obviously. I don't remember any of this stuff.
Come on, the Half-Blood Prince to get through.
Yeah. How did you immediately know it was the Half-Blood Prince?
Because I've read the books and seen the movies.
Nerd.
And that's like the only time he does that?
I mean...
My recollection of Harry Potter is that there's like kids in a school and there's like
magic
and stuff.
He doesn't even do it in the movies.
Doesn't
When's the last time you read the half-blood
prince? Yeah, he does. He cuts his hand.
And he gives them the whole deal.
I watched it last year with the kids. Yeah.
We watched it all the time.
Okay, like, he does it. He does it in the movie.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to be honest.
Oh, man.
Fact check.
I did not expect you to lose that.
But the I'm a little
zonked right now.
You got you got fact.
We zonked you with
So are you drinks. Guys going to check for like a secret lever or something in that dead end? Like a brick or whatever.
If it's a dead end, which I did not catch, then
yes, it is a dead end. Okay, so
see if you're listening.
Two guys searching. Can what I are just, your
I don't have time to listen.
Can I say in the books Harry tries to offer himself, and it's a much bigger scene. It's a much bigger event in the books.
So we have several things to take care of at once. One, decrement your torches.
Ruining our fun.
Yeah, I'm on two, right?
Okay. You should have one.
We're on one?
Yeah, you're on your last turn.
10-4.
Okay, so if you want to start a new one now, that's fine.
Yeah, I got 94.
The other thing is, John, you had a question?
Yeah. Has it been long enough for my detect magic to kick in?
That's what I'm about to go over. Because the new turn has started. Okay, so at once, your detect magic kicks in, and then you guys, Tim and Mason, you find a secret door. Okay.
Cool.
Clearly.
So, your detect magic. What's the range on it?
I believe it's 30 feet.
I think you're right. It's 30 feet in a cone, right? As long as you're concentrating.
Pretty
sure it's a sphere.
Detect magic is, for the duration, you sense presence of magic within 30 feet of you.
Okay, it is a sphere. Okay, so you don't detect any magic where you are right now.
I walk around the room, all around the edges of the room, make sure that I get within 30 feet of anything in the room.
Mm-mm. Well...
No.
What?
That's like...
Sorry.
That's like the meta-universe. I don't know if you know exactly 30 feet.
I think he has an idea.
If I've ever known there's a magic item, and I just... I would know about how far away I had to be before I could detect it.
I think D&D magic is very academic. I'm pretty sure that...
But if I own like a Wi-Fi network sensor, even if I know the exact specifications of the device, like the physical...
Okay, alright, so I'm going to give it a little bit of error. I'm going to make it like 25 feet.
Okay, that's...
I mean, still walking around.
Okay, well, satisfies me. I'm going to say it wouldn't matter in this case anyway, because you're going to find what's here.
Okay.
So one... The door opens in the middle of the... Is it the middle? Yes. The middle of the hallway. There's a little 2.5 foot wide passage. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And as you come down the hallway, if you just keep on going and bump into the wall and don't take the dog's leg, you will find something. There is a single discolored patch where a tapestry used to hang. And you find a loose brick at the knee level. What do you do?
Is this south or north passage?
South.
So the brick itself is magic or something behind the brick is magic?
Something behind.
I move the brick out of the way.
Okay. A door-sized section of the wall can be swung out.
Cool.
You swing it out.
Yeah.
And there's a niche. Why am I saying niche all the time?
I have no
idea. I don't know, bud.
Niche, you've asked this question before. Niche for something hidden, niche for something, for what you have.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe that
quit
is
being a niche, and let's talk about what's
so within the niche. There is a full set of plate armor.
Sweet.
And it's holding a sword, and both are magical.
Wait.
Is there anything inside the plate armor?
No.
The plate armor is magical.
Paladin. Wait. I feel like
I
want to
change my class right now.
Wait. Oh, yeah, I could wear that because I'm a paladin. Yeah. But, I want to use my divine sense and detect good and evil on it.
It detects as good.
Oh, sweet. I do have to take a slot for that, though.
And the sword does, too.
Awesome.
You don't have... Is that a ritual?
No, it just says I can take an action and use divine sense. I could use it up to 3 times before...
That's like his channel divinity kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Well, and I've got the stats for it, but you wouldn't know that yet until you attune.
Well, I would like to grab it.
I think you have to take a short rest to attune, which
is an hour.
You found
it. Do you want to grab it? You have first right.
You can have it.
Awesome sauce.
Is this cool?
Because I don't think the sword can do anything for me anyway.
It's a gray plate mail, like in the same gray as these cultists are wearing. But it's also the same gray as like the normal church wears. There's a motif of seven swords and a sigil. Sigil? Why am I saying things so weird? And a sigil.
It's the anger behind that makes it so much better.
All right. And I can't tell you the rest of what it does.
It's got a sigil.
But it is magical.
What kind of sword is it?
It's not plus one. It's just magical. And it has a property that may be interesting.
It's a sword.
What kind of sword is it?
Oh, the sword. Oh, yeah. These are things. You can. Oh, here it is.
Serpent Hunter.
I can't tell you what it does yet, but it has peach motifs on the... What is that called?
Cross what kind guard. Of sword is it?
Longsword.
Longsword. Okay, yeah. No, I can't do perfect. With that.
Yep. And they've got peach motifs surrounding like a spring in the cross guards. Okay, there you go. That is what's up.
Hold on. Around the visible creature, object, and it bears magic. And you learn the school of magic, if any.
You learned the school of magic. I guess that would be, is it enchantment? I don't know what that is in 5e. In 3.5, it'd be enchantment.
Okay.
You get the idea.
I think it's still enchantment in 5e.
I wonder, is there a way for a wizard to tell what something would be on something?
What do you mean, like the plus?
Like, without attuning to something, can a wizard just look at it and say, oh, that's
identify.
What this is? Identify, yeah. I don't have identify.
I don't have that either.
I think some people like let you do arcana checks to get some information, but
yeah, I've heard of that, but yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. So what do now? What are you going to do with the armor? Are you going to try to put it on or?
I was trying to decide if I wanted to put it on.
Do it.
Don't decide. Just put it on.
Okay. I think.
No, do decide. Put it on.
Do it.
Don't. No, try.
I think it'll take another turn to doff your armor and don this stuff. If you have everybody helping you though, it shouldn't take the full turn.
All right. Do it.
You want to help me?
You
get
said it's good.
Changed.
Yes. Yes, I do.
He's going
to get changed. But you won't know the effects of it because you haven't taken the time to attune to it.
But it's still good. So it's going to be
How
good.
How are you going to have a holy sword and holy armor back behind the chapel, down a passage to the right?
It's outside the wall.
Listen, it actually makes sense.
Yeah, it's outside the dude's room. It's like, hey, it's my emergency armor.
This is emergency holy armor.
Okay. You don't know what the story is.
So decorate your torches one more time. You need to make a new torch if you haven't gotten one yet.
I've already accounted for it.
Okay, thank you. All right, so the situation is the armor magically expands or contracts to fit you. Congratulations.
No way.
Yep. That's my fun rule about magical armor.
This is Rykard. This is... Storm, this is Yorm, the Storm Giant, or whatever it is.
And now you've got, I guess you've got your old plate armor. You can either take it with you and sell it, or just leave it on the floor, throw it on the ground.
Does anybody want my old plate armor?
Oh, you don't have plate armor, do you?
No, I have chainmail.
Chain, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody want to carry around 40 to 60 pounds?
I cannot.
55 pounds.
I think my rage benefits from less armor.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, you can always come back for it.
I think you can wear medium armor, right?
But it interferes with junk, I believe.
I didn't think it did until you had heavy armor.
If you want to stop and look it up, that's fine. But, chain is heavy anyway, isn't it?
I don't remember.
Well, okay, that shows what we know.
Chain is heavy.
Okay, so moot.
Moot.
All right, so do we want to proceed out the door to the north, or do we want to go through this little baby passage? Little tiny baby passage. It's got little bottles on it. It's got pacifiers on it. It doesn't really.
It's so small.
I'm gonna,
it's a metaphor.
I'm going to go catch up to our boys.
You're already there. You're in the same room.
Okay, so we found their secret door that they opened.
We're talking about the dog leg, right?
You said it was full plate, right? Is it full plate?
Yes.
Yep, full plate.
And inside their room that they found, do I find anything else magical in there?
What do you mean room?
Because we found the secret door, right?
It was just a little niche.
Oh, so when I caught up to them, we found the niche. Okay.
Yep. They were opening a secret door, and you were bumbling around with your little magic sense, and here it is, while they're just popping open the door at the same time.
Gotcha. Okay.
All right. So we're going through the passage. Yep. Going through the passage. 5, 10, 15. You get 30 feet in the passage, and what do you see? But nothing.
Nothing?
A whole lot of nothing.
You keep going. And then, actually, let me check something real quick. Wait, who had an... Oh, never mind, it doesn't matter. Oh, shoot. Okay.
Uh-oh.
You notice along the right-hand wall, after 30 feet, somebody, because I rolled a 20, notices something weird about the wall to the right.
That ain't natural.
The passage also continues straight ahead. So it seems like there's probably a secret door to the right. You've entered Secret Doria.
Why did you tell us you rolled a 20?
I'm just letting you. It doesn't matter.
All right. Open the secret door.
Reasons. You noticed it just by chance as you walked by without having to search.
Is it same mechanism?
Yeah, there's just like a...
Because I still have detect magic for the rest of this turn.
Oh, shoot.
Well, it lasts 10 minutes.
There's magic, actually...
10 minutes?
I think there's magic right on the other side of this wall. Come think of it.
Yeah, the armor would have showed up as magic unless it was behind 1 foot of stone.
It did.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Why you found it. All right, let me take a break and get my stuff back in order. All right, we're back. We are back. So, yeah, you detect a little sparkly through the wall to your right. And get ready, it's a bunch of stuff. Okay. So it's a bunch of junk. It's mostly, I guess, the school of enchantment. But there's also restoration. I don't know if this is Morrowind or D&D that I'm telling you. I'm just trying to estimate what it would be based on generic magic, okay?
I like it.
Restoration, conjuration/destruction. If this is Skyrim, it would be destruction. And, yeah, that's what it is. So there's a bunch of different magical schools represented.
What type of items?
Over to the, you can't tell that. It's through the wall. He's just
using he hasn't opened up the door yet.
Then we're gonna searching the wall for a way to open it.
Okay. There's just a loose brick, and you can push it in.
Do it.
All right. The door rotates on a central hinge, mm-hmm. just like a piece of the wall, and you see a bunch of stuff all at once. Okay. So you're in the middle of you're not in the middle. You're at the very end of a great hall. And you're behind the dais and the throne. So it's behind a throne. There is a rent in the tapestry that was covering this that lets you see what's beyond. And it's a dragon on top of a huge pile of treasure that's on top.
Oh.
Roll Tide!
Sorry.
So... we have the dragon in front of us, and your light doesn't illuminate really much beyond the dais. You can tell it's three steps. You have the top level, then you step down, then you step down, and then you're on the floor. And that's the situation here, fellas.
Can I spot any particular magic items in this
room? Oh, let me see if he's asleep. Sorry.
Yeah, that would be helpful.
He's got a percent chance to be asleep.
If he's asleep.
If he's asleep.
He's asleep.
Rawr.
Go to sleep.
And please. Well, I don't know what I rolled just then.
Go to sleep. I got him a chokehold.
That's only Green. One charged R2.
Please.
Are you asleep?
Oh. No, don't do that sound.
Well, yeah,
that's not a good sound.
He will be asleep if he doesn't detect you opening. He is asleep. But does he detect you opening the junk?
No.
Probably not.
No,
he's got a disadvantage anyway. So he actually... Well, let me... What's the stat now? Okay, good. He's got plus zero on it. So no, he is still honk-shoeing.
Do I notice...
He's trying to kill
us. Do I notice any magic items?
Yeah.
Can I tell what they are?
Like sword, armor...
Oh, okay. Goodness sake. There's a lot of stuff, man.
Specific.
And some of them are going to be distributed in the middle. Some are going to be distributed on the other side. So I'm going to randomly tell you what two visible ones are. Okay?
Okay.
I like it.
Let's see. This is going to tell me how far down the list to look. We're going to get a D10.
You should roll a D4 to see how many to see. We could see four things.
Wait. Stop talking to me. Stop talking to me. Okay. You can see a spell scroll.
Okay.
And a potion that's silver.
Can we see what color the dragon is?
Yeah, I have mage.
Red.
Oh.
But he's a little guy.
I have mage hand.
So he's a wormling.
He's a wormling.
Okay.
I cast mage hand.
Okay.
And why?
You cast mage hand and poke him in the butt.
Why?
And I tell everybody to get back in the tunnel, and I stay as far in the tunnel as I possibly can.
No, because the tunnel is going to be like a funnel for the flame.
We can close the door.
No, no, no. We sneak up on him. We put our explosive barrels by his head.
We take our backpack, and we throw it at him.
And then I'm going to line up my dragon shot through the barrel and through his head, long ways, that goes through his head to his tail, to get the maximum number of hits.
Yeah.
Don't make me want to play that again.
Yeah, no, right?
I kind of want to play it again now.
So is he an ancient dragon, or is he...
He's a little worm.
He's the opposite of that.
He's a baby dragon.
So, yeah. Baldur's Gate strategy alert. You take a backpack and you fill it full of explosives.
I think I saw.
If you throw
like
it
that.
Far enough, all the explosives fall out of the bag, and then you can like throw a firebolt at it, and they all explode at once. So you can make a giant bomb and blow anything up.
Gosh. That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Creative. So are y'all gonna try to sneak it out, or are you just gonna try to like?
I just want to use Mage Hand to grab that scroll.
I think we should try to one shot.
Let's do it, dudes. Let's just do it.
So, are we gonna cast anything on him? Or?
All right. So I can. Tell I you can't the spells cast. I have.
I can roar, maul him as a dire wolf or something.
What if he's a friendly dragon?
He's casting.
Is that red
hand.
Dragon? All red dragons are bad.
Well. That's dragon. A guideline, sir.
He's casting Mage Hand, which means
DBD.
He's intending to steal some treasure from a dragon's hoard.
And then Albi wasn't racist anymore.
So, the best that I could do in this situation would be, as far as spells go, would be to cast Grease on top of his body.
He's a red dragon. He breathes fire. Don't bother with fire.
But I have the feat that ignores resistance to fire, so I can still do good fire damage.
I have the feat that...
Daniel's this a thing?
I don't know. He would know. If it says it on this sheet.
I'm just wondering if you'll override it.
I try not. I've already overwritten everything that I'm going to override.
So you're saying your fire ignores...
He's immune to fire.
Yes.
He's not resistant.
No, he doesn't have resistance. He has immunity. That's different.
Yeah, that might be different.
So does it treat immunities as resistances?
Let's see. My feet says...
This is a English language flaw.
Oops. Cancel. Done. Go away.
There are no flaws in the English
language. Let's see. Spells you cast ignore fire resistance.
Does it
in
treat?
Addition, when you roll damage... Yeah, so it just says resistance.
It doesn't ignore immunity.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So that wouldn't be good against
different.
A red.
Yeah, so I don't... I am actually not good at fighting this guy. All I have is magic missile. That's the only thing I can do to this guy.
That's actually pretty good.
We're not even...
It's an automatic hit.
But we gotta
can you cast it at a higher level?
I cast it at level 2.
There you go.
We've got to remember... What do we have, 8 days to live or something?
I think it's more like 6 now.
Yeah, oh, that's fine.
But this is only going to take 20 minutes.
There's plenty of
we're
days.
Either going to kill him or die in like 20
that
minutes.
That is so many days.
I guess you have a very strong faith in the afterlife.
We either die or win in literally minutes in this fight.
I don't know if killing
Look,
a dragon
counts. You better get busy living or get busy dying.
One round is 6 seconds.
We could just point a sword at it and see if it counts.
That's true.
I have to look up and see if it counts.
Why do I remember that?
I don't know. Yeah. Okay, I'm looking it up to see if it counts. So give me a sec.
You should just say it does. You're the dungeon master.
We killed a lot
I'm
of
not. Them. Brad is the dungeon master. He wrote it, so I'm going to figure it out. So I just looked it up in Temple of 1000 Swords, which is a module we do recommend, by the way. And the God of it. Swords, Gladio... determined whether or not something counts. But apparently, so Drux don't count to him.
Correct.
And pointing a sword at a creature will magically alert a PC if it's, and he says, not if it counts, but if it's worthy. Mm. So the idea of worthiness leads me to believe that a dragon would count because it's both sentient and definitely a good challenge. So I'm going to say that it counts for more than one.
Bonus points.
You only need one, so
yeah.
You get extra credit for no reason.
Definitely need you.
We're gonna fight a dragon now.
Oh, okay. He said, "Uh huh."
All right. So there's no need to roll for initiative. He's asleep. You've got a surprise round.
Cool.
We are gonna die.
Just let's go. So we can just go in whatever order you want.
Crap baskets.
Vow of the Golden Order, flame grant me strength. Add dragon grease to my Uchigatana.
Before we start combat with a thing, I'm gonna Before we start the battle, I'm gonna put mage armor on.
How have I? You can't do that. Like it's, well, I guess you could. Why am I saying you can't do that? He's asleep. He didn't wake up when you opened the door. You can put mage. What am I saying? Yes, you can put your mage armor on.
Look at you, dude.
Do you need privacy when you do that?
No, I'm pretty open.
All right. So you got your mage armor on.
What?
Now, is that concentration, by the way? You might want to look that up. My job is to be a party pooper.
No.
Okay. Well, okay. Mm-hmm.
Why is he pooping at the parties?
Okay, AC is 17. And do your best.
It lasts 8 hours. Why didn't it already have it on?
I don't know. I can't tell you that.
Get advantage because surprise and he's sleeping.
I believe you do. Wait. I don't know. Do you want me to look that up?
I mean, are you going to be technical about this, or what does it make sense? They're literally sleeping.
Now, I would, but my instincts do not jive with what 5e says in many cases. So I will look that up real quick. Okay. I didn't even need to look it up because I just thought about it for a second. Because I know, like, somebody who's sleeping, they're considered helpless. You get advantage. And then I thought, well, maybe they wake him up running over to pwn him. But I just checked perception again, and he failed. So it's fine. It's fine. Just you get advantage. Yes, you get advantage if you're meleeing him. But not if you're shooting at him.
I miss. Somehow on a stationary dragon. I miss.
Didn't really get through his armor.
Yeah.
We're at advantage, you said, yeah?
Yep, you're at advantage.
I hit for 16 damage.
Okay. Against AC 17?
Yeah, yeah. I hit, and then I had the sneak attack deal
I got.
You had the Reduvia.
6 damage. I bite with my
Elden Ring.
Wolf mouth.
Okay, is that everybody?
No.
Okay. Oh, and you got to make a wisdom save there, Lonnie.
I got to make a wisdom save?
Yep.
Wait, if we miss?
No. It's his armor.
Something special happened.
You said it was good.
I didn't say it wasn't good.
You said it was good.
You don't know what's happening.
Make a will save versus DC 18.
Whoa.
I shouldn't have put it on.
Do you become more awesome or not?
Probably not. Wisdom.
Are you the champion?
I feel that.
Okay, so you have to charge. So if you wanted to do something else,
you got it's the Leroy Jenkins.
I was
going to
hit him with a melee attack anyway,
so it's not going to bother you. And for the rest of the fight, charging is optional. But when you charge, you upgrade every attack result that you make, and that's made against you. So if you crit miss, you just miss. If you miss, you hit. If you hit, you crit. And people attacking you during your charge turn do the same.
Leroy Jenkins.
Holy crap.
I don't know what just happened. You got to tell me that again.
I know you said that flawlessly.
If you crit miss, you hit.
If you crit miss, you miss.
Okay, sorry, you just miss.
If you miss, so every you result.
One, when do we ever miss. Do anything like weird on a crit?
Holy crap!
Miss.
So I need to get something that gives you people disadvantage to attack you, like
if
blur.
You, how about this? Blur. If you hit, you crit.
Yeah, and then really? Every other thing. So if you miss, you hit.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. Miss, hit, crit.
But only on a charge, and it also happens during your charge round against you.
But if you
and
crit,
and you can only charge if you're like a certain distance from them, right?
Correct. Yeah.
If you crit, tactical nuke.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Man, that'd be cool.
Yeah, what happens if you crit? Do they just die?
No.
Nothing special on a crit.
Oh, You mean against a helpless opponent?
Like, how do you upgrade crit?
No, if you crit,
you don't. This just crits.
Okay.
Not a double crit?
Come on.
Confirm critical?
No, I don't want to go too crazy.
Okay, so I'm just... I mean, I'm talking magic missile.
You apply blue.
Yeah, dude. Upgrade magic missile. That's automatic damage.
So yeah, I'll just do a level 2 magic missile.
Does anybody else have a special sword from this dungeon?
This dungeon?
That you're using?
I'm using the long sword.
So he's using one.
I'm using a plus 0 magical sword.
From this dungeon?
Yeah, but I missed. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm asking you, did you get it in this dungeon?
No.
You did not?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I need to roll.
I still have a...
That's a 15 hit.
Shovel sword on
no,
here.
No, it does not.
I did charge.
That was from a previous adventure.
It doesn't improve your chances.
Okay, fine. Because I don't know what this sword does either. That's why I'm using it.
Well, none of y'all know what the sword does yet.
Yeah.
Who can say?
It's the Serpent Hunter.
Wait, let me see. Is there something special with the sword? Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay, great. That's all fine. Sorry. The rules on that is a little complicated.
Well, the rules on the armor is also complicated.
On the sword, you know, you know what the sword is, but it has kind of complicated rules. Actually, the rules on the armor are really strange. Anyway, but it doesn't give you a bonus to your armor. It's just plate.
Just charge. That's all I gotta do.
I did charge.
All right.
Okay.
And I missed.
Wait, or did you hit?
No, he missed.
You crit? You rolled a 1?
No, I rolled a 15.
So that missed, which means
you hit. Right.
Exactly.
Because a hit means a crit.
No. He missed.
Yes.
But because of the armor's property,
it means a hit.
He hit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Period.
So do I roll damage?
So you roll damage.
Okay.
Just like a normal hit.
I was very
That's
confused.
That's what I'm saying.
This armor is a great way to get killed, like...
Yeah.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
To kill or get killed very quickly.
I did 9.
That's a 9 for damage.
9 damage.
Okay. I also did 9 damage for a magic missile.
Okay.
Which is, was it force? Or what is it?
Force damage,
yeah.
It's force.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck. Let's roll initiative.
Yay.
Okay, you got to beat 16.
Wah, wah.
I tied
16.
Okay.
Tie is not
What's
beating.
What's your dex mod?
Plus 2.
Okay, you go first.
Oh. Are you the death boy?
I rolled a 10.
Okay.
Fail.
Yeah.
I magic missile again.
Wait a second.
Wait, everybody else is
going to
roll.
I need to know where everybody else is going.
Yeah.
I rolled a 16 plus 4.
Okay. 20 for Steph. Mason and Tim. That's the only people I'm missing.
12.
Also 12.
Okay. Do y'all care who goes first?
Nope.
Okay. Stefano, you're first.
All right.
You no longer get advantage. Oh, by the way, Lonnie, you would have had advantage. Did you roll with advantage?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's too late.
Yeah. Okay. I
did hit at least, but yeah, I didn't roll with advantage.
I hit for 20. I mean, I hit with 20.
Okay.
Like a nat 20 or a mod?
No,
20?
Not nat, just with bonus.
Oh.
All right. See, what's supposed to happen is you're coming the other way, and the guards let the dragon know that you're there, and then you get pwned by a bunch of guards while you're fighting the dragon.
Yeah.
And then...
Nope, reality only happens one way.
For 9 damage?
Okay.
And how... Is there anybody within 5 of the... dragon itself?
Y'all.
Yes.
I'm in melee range.
Okay, so I can do the sneak attack thing again, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, let me see what
Wait.
Yeah, it's anybody within 5, yeah.
Because it's a different turn.
I go next after him, right?
Yes.
12 force damage.
I'm waiting for him to tell me a sneak attack.
Yeah.
12 force?
6 more.
Okay.
So,
6 more.
So 15 total.
Okay, and then 12?
Mm-hmm. 15, 12, 27. That's pretty good. We're doing good, bud.
Not quite there.
Yeah, not quite there, but we did good.
All right, now the dragon wakes up, and...
I'm like behind the tapestry, firing through the slit.
Tapestry.
He
You're the best
is...
physician.
going to blow fire at you guys and then try to get out of there.
Dodge, weave.
Okay, fire breath. What is a worm's fire breath range? I don't know.
Hold on. We need to probably position our guys because if they're all standing on one side, they all get fire breath. If they're spread out, they don't.
Well, obviously, we were surrounding him.
Were you?
Get a dragon. We never use our dragon minis. We should get one.
Oh, that's true. Let's take a break and put that guy on there. All right. So we've got the setup here. I have taken some pictures. I'll put them on the show notes page, which is on ggnorecast.com. That's ggnorecast.com. So you can go there and see the physical setup that we've got here and some actual minis. And I think what I can do is rotate myself so I can breathe on at least two of these jabronis at once. And I will do that.
Possible.
Uh-oh. Oh, you turkey.
Turkey lurkey.
So can you put yourself back up there? Or okay, so I'm going to get you two. So y'all need to make DC 13 dex saves, whoever those two people in the back are.
That's Steph and... So his... Let me see what it is.
14.
Okay. So you're going to take half of whatever I roll.
Hey, I'm fine not with that. I'm not fine with that.
Make a DC 13 dex save, Steph.
Dex save. All right.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Nailed it.
18.
Half damage of whatever he's rolling.
I think it means I reflect the damage, 32. Probably.
16 damage. So that's halved.
Half of that. That so is 8.
Oh, no, 16 is halved?
That is already halved, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Rounding up. Probably.
Ooh.
Ding.
Glad I'm in the hallway.
Glad I'm in the hallway.
All right, and then... He says...
Oh, it speaks.
And now, leave this place, and I will let you escape with your lives.
That's a really good deal.
Thinking to myself here, I do have pretty good armor. I don't mind leaving right now.
You can just leave, and we'll take your gold.
He doesn't say that. He does not say that.
That's all he can say in his turn, all right? So now
he
it is...
He is his gold. That's the thing.
Now it's 10. So you can decide whether to leave or talk to him or do whatever you want.
You are...
He wouldn't let us leave if he wasn't scared.
This is the crossroads, Tim.
I call his bluff. I'm going to bite him.
No! Don't roll twos.
What did I... from my winnings of the...
You get a free...
It's just re-roll. A free roll.
Free re-roll.
Might as well.
I feel like...
From winning the trivia game.
It's not great.
What'd you get?
8 plus something.
No, not good enough.
You know what's funny? I feel like the god of war, or the god of swords,
Gladio,
would resurrect us for trying to kill a dragon for no reason.
He might. Who can say?
All right. Are you done, Tim?
Yes.
Mason. And then Lonnie.
Oh, a new attack.
Do it.
Miss.
Okay. Oh, you are flanking.
So you get advantage.
Tim, did you get
even worse?
Didn't you get advantage then?
He's not flanking.
Not flanking.
Nobody's opposite.
Gotcha.
Did you hit?
Terrible rolls.
Okay. Nice. Lonnie.
Terrible.
Just terrible.
Noob question. I'm gonna go ahead and ask a noob question. Do you like bonus actions at the end?
I don't care. And also, if
that
you
is
want
the most experienced question.
Yeah, it was not a noob question. If you want, you can move around to flank.
Oh, yeah. My plan was to move to flank, use my bonus action for a Hunter's Mark so I can get an extra D6 and then try to hit him again.
Well, okay. I've got flank for you, I think.
Move minor standard.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are already flanking. I'm sorry. Yeah, y'all are already basically.
I'm the rabbit.
Yeah, you're flanking.
Yeah.
Because you got
you're already flanking.
Mace guy on the other side.
Yep. Okay. I don't know what I was thinking.
All right. So I get advantage. Awesome.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to use my Hunter's Mark, which is going to take up a spell slot. Let me go ahead and mark that.
Well, I was hoping y'all would leave.
Well, they started attacking, so...
I mean, Tim was the caller.
You're welcome.
That's him. I want. I'm perfectly well positioned. I want people close to the mic, but not on.
We're
the
gonna
mic.
End this.
So with Jim not here, oh, I have yeah. to embody his spirit. So I'm playing a wizard, and I'm in the hallway. So we might not TPK.
So does a 23 hit?
Oh yeah, we might TPK.
I mean, with my rules, we're almost out of here.
Partial party kill.
I feel like I've had a hot kill. Hand when I've been awake this evening.
That'd be 13 damage, sir.
With what? A sword?
Yeah.
He's dead.
What?
Nice.
Hold on.
Wait, does he count as a dead sword kill?
I used that with my nice. Sword, too. Yep, my long sword.
Yes, well, sir. Also, no I mean, I had, we all hit him with some sword
You
damage.
Got it. You snuck up on him. Mm-hmm.
That's and incredible.
And just pwned him. So you feel...
Thank goodness for Stefano. I mean, not for Lonnie. Sorry.
We do look a little different.
Thank goodness for me also, though, right?
All
right.
You feel approximately...
Dream work.
1100 divided by 5 XP flow into your 220 XP flow into your body.
I don't know what that's
unreal.
Me. It's like God of War orbs just flowing in there. And there's a ton of loot. And actually there's no cultists in here.
What does it feel like for a geese to leave my body?
I think it feels like you had somebody sitting on your chest the whole time, but you didn't realize it, and then it's gone.
Oh, so just an immediate...
So now I start craving someone sitting like on my chest?
So more or less...
It was so cozy. It was like
more or less
like
me every time I leave work. If so, I'm not on call that night.
So I don't know what y'all's plans are. Are we going to go back into the hallway after we search this treasure to do a long rest? Or do I have to lay hands on myself?
I think now that we both...
This is a family podcast, sir.
Hey, that's the name of this lay hands.
We both killed the dragon.
It's going to be a short rest.
And released the geese, so we can do anything we want to.
I'm just
the
putting...
The world is our oyster.
I'm putting a picture of the treasure in the player chat because it is too long...
What?
...to say, because it's a dragon's hoard.
It sounds like we beat D&D, and that's it.
Not seek the treasure.
We didn't seek it, we just... stumbled upon
Can you
it.
Give me like an estimated like how old a worm is? A wormling?
I have no idea. They're probably pretty young. In the monster manual.
Yeah.
Okay, what about you guys? What do you think? You guys who are playing...
About Tree Fitty.
Tree Fitty?
Definitely a reptile from the Mesozoic period.
Alright. So in the player's channel, I put the treasure haul. And... Yes, it's spoilers because you're supposed to identify them first, but I know you will during downtime, so it's not a big deal.
Up to 5 years old for a wormling.
Okay, up to 5 years. That's a baby.
5?
Yeah.
I clicked this first.
Wait, is that like human years or are just dragon years?
Regular around the sun years.
Yeah. There's a dragon turtle.
All right. So, do y'all want to end it for the night there or continue to explore the dungeon?
A necklace of fireballs. Dude, you should get that.
What?
Heck yeah.
There's lots of stuff, man. So the way 5e works, as far as treasure distribution, of course you can do ad libitum and just put stuff wherever you want, which I did to some degree here. But then you're also supposed to roll up a certain amount of like caches per levels or whatever. I think per level. And then distribute them in some kind of scheme. So I just said, okay, I know there's a dragon here, so I'm going to put almost all the treasure right here in the hoard and then just scatter around some other stuff. But there's actually a decent amount of treasure in this dungeon still left.
Can I go ahead and use that potion of greater healing? Because
you wouldn't know what it is.
I wouldn't know what it is.
Aren't we about to rest anyway?
Short rest. That
I don't know because those guards outside the door.
Well, they may not care.
They might
we just,
not.
We just go back out.
And y'all killed a lot of guards.
I mean, in terms of like Volcano Manor, when you kill Rykard, they're not really that upset.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I think we're good.
Because if we can take a long rest or something. Or
short rest.
I don't remember how much HP you get for a short rest, if anything.
You roll your
HDs. Yeah, you roll your HDs.
HDs.
If can we you got any. Can we at least appreciate...
Roll with me if you got them.
Daniel's ad libitum.
Ad libitum.
Let me just tell you what's in this room, okay? And that'll be what we go out on.
Test that.
And then we can figure out what to do another time.
Do.
All right. Oh, yeah. So three cultists would be posted here unless they've been drawn out. They were drawn out.
Mm.
Okay. So it's a big room. Here, I'll just go ahead and show you because who cares at this point. So big room with a giant sigil on the floor. You see here? That's where you came in. And so here's the description. In the middle of the limestone floor, the middle of the limestone floor has a ring-bound sigil on it. Why did I say it that way? It's just a sigil in a circle. That's what that means.
Elden Ring?
Yeah, that's probably. Bound with chains to the floor at each vertex. A throne sits upon a three-tiered dais at the far end. It's heaped with treasure. A tapestry hangs on the western wall, which is here.
That way.
And this is illustrating a receiving of the accolade. I should say, the king receiving an accolade by the high priest of Probos. A king stands at his right hand. No, it must be a knight receiving an accolade. A king stands at his right hand and a lady bearing an upside-down crown at his left. The tapestry is worth 300 gold and double to the church. And behind it has four stools and a weapon rack. And, yeah.
Upside down.
There's crown. Okay. Blocking the north exit is a V-shaped crenellated wheeled mantlet with two arrow loops. There's a gong stuff. Yada, yada. Oh, no, sorry. That's a description for another room. Forget what I said.
The upside down is so
I probably
poetic.
Will.
Yeah, so the crown is upside down.
For the current state of the Alabama team.
All right, so that's what's up. There's a little bit more treasure in that little alcove off to the left. And congratulations. Y'all can take a rest here. Take a short rest, at least. And identify and attune to your junk.
I am going to attune to my junk.
Okay, so you already know what your plate mail does, just because you used it. You found out the hard way, or the good way, it turned out. Your swords, you found out your sword is just one of seven.
Oh.
And they gain power when used together with other people. So right now, your sword just counts as magical, which means it can hurt ghosts, but it doesn't provide any bonuses.
No way.
But there are other swords.
Synergies.
That can be used together.
No way.
We were already collecting a series of swords that could connect together.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's
from the Drux area. Yeah.
Dude, why? I wonder if I don't know why I came up with that, if it was a coincidence or related. I have no idea.
Huh.
I don't remember now.
Been too long.
All right, well, you went into a dungeon. You killed a dragon. So the next time we pick up with this, I don't know if that'll be the next time we record. We might do something totally different next time. But this is like now the default campaign. It's just in Alabama, and we happen to be doing a module. So we can pick up with clearing the dungeon, with going back to deal with the people in Clanton, going back to the sword dungeon to talk to the sword god.
Delivering bones of the priest to
the cathedral.
And talk with his family.
Yep. Or just walk to the east and see what happens.
Getting our flying island.
That's right. All right. It's been real. As always, check us out on gginorecast.com. There will be some show notes. In this case, there'll be a link to like the modules and some pictures of stuff at the table. And probably I'll put a picture of the map in here too. Maybe I'll put the little module out there too, or maybe that'll probably be kept for the Discord. The Discord, if you want to get in the Discord and chat with us, just email us. We're doing this old school style. We have like a contact us page, such as you may have seen in 1995 after finding a website searching on Alta Vista.
Very human.
Yep. So just email us and ask. Many people have done this. I hear many people are emailing us and asking for Discord invites.
There's a PayPal button on there if you feel so inclined, if you want to give. If
it PayPal, Bitcoin. It,
you can use a modern podcast app like Fountain, which is they actually released a 1.0 update finally, and it's actually...
Is it better now?
It's way better. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's really, really great podcast app, lots of features. And if you like Bitcoin and using streaming payments, you can use that too through Fountain.
And I think that's all I want to talk about. If you have any requests for us to play something, like a system or module, feel free to send it in, either on the Discord or shoot us an email, because we're all, you know, who knows what we're going to do?
We don't know.
We don't even know what we're going to do.
I didn't know what
whatever
we were
happens,
doing
happens.
Tonight.
Yeah, people just show up and then...
I did not have killing a dragon on my bingo card.
Well, yeah. You got to. It's in the name of the game. All right, the next time we have to kill a bigger dragon.
Bigger dungeon, bigger dragon.
Exactly.
I'll do my best.
Mason's got this.
There will be bigger XP in it and bigger treasures.
The numbers just keep getting bigger, yep. And that means you're doing better.
I guess I'll roll better.
No, that's a good idea.
Just roll better. That's not,
all right.
That's not how it works.
That's it. It's GG No Re. Bye-bye.